is a time of year that many people are lonely, many are depressed, for many reasons, sickness, bereavement. You know, it seems like a lot of death comes around the holiday. You notice that? Finances, just to name a few. But this is not the hopeless state that our Lord wants us to be in. But if we concentrate on the situations and not the Savior, we may find ourselves in that situation. The enemy will do all that he can to keep our minds and our hearts on negative circumstances and not our Savior. You remember God says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So when I say the enemy, I'm saying the same thing that God is saying, who our conflict is with. He may use humanity, but he's behind it. So God, I like God because God moves around the veil because he knows what's behind the veil and show you the arch enemy of God and the one that God loves so much, that's you and I. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God loves you. In spite of how folk treat you, God loves you. How do I know it? The Bible says that but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Didn't he do it? All right. So know that God loves you. My message this morning is to think on God's forgiveness this Christmas. Just trying to give you one target to think on, and some other things you can think on. But if you don't think on something good, as God will show us in his word, you may be thinking on all of those negativities in your life, in your circumstances, those things that are attacking you or you are involved with. You can just meditate on those things. But God don't want you meditating on those things, because those things have consequences that's dangerous to you, your family, your cohorts, your surroundings, your church, and everybody come in contact with you. If you're not careful, guard your thinking. Yeah, got it. And here's the thing. You can't say I am guarding my thinking and you're not thinking on anything that's going to build a fortress for you. You're leaving yourself open to the attack on your mind and on your heart. Isn't that right? Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. You see right here, God is saying your mind has to have an object for it to be stayed on or set on that will fight against the enemy. We're in a world that the enemy is not going to give us peace. But God is saying, if you set like a broken arm, you may have to set it. On him, he'll give you peace. The thing I want to say about thinking, one man has said this. You sow a thought, you reap an action. Sow an action, you reap a habit. Sow a habit, you reap a character. Sow a character, you reap a destiny. You see, wrong thinking leads to wrong feelings. Some of the people you maybe try to talk with, you may try to, share God with, or whatever you do to try to help those people, you need to realize if they are thinking wrong, the things that they think will hinder anything that you try to do until you can get them to see how the way they think is destroying them. You see, a lot of times, wow. This came to me as I was speaking with that. A lot of time, it is not the thing that's destroying you. It's how you think about your situation is destroying you. And not only how you think is destroying you, how you are occupied with that thinking and you leave no room for correct thinking to get in to heal you. And so a lot of times when you are going at people, trying to help people, trying to get them change their minds, and you don't understand, they have developed a mindset of thinking that is so crucial and damaging to that individual, and they don't even know it themselves. You see, you can have a situation that's a damaging situation, but how do you think about it would even help your joy, your happiness? That's why you can have two people with the same sickness, but two different attitudes about it. You can have two people with diabetes, and one you wouldn't even know. And the one maybe just on pills, and the other one's on insulin. And the one on pills, Wait a minute, man, you just got a water pill. No. But your attitude is so bad, the way you think is so negative, that all it's doing is self-destruction. It's destroying you. And just because you got an adverse situation, it don't mean you got to be destroyed by it. See, Paul had that thorn in the flesh that God had planted it there. He had a purpose for it. So he didn't know, so he sought God for relief. But the relief God gave him was not healing, y'all. Was not the physical healing he had acquired of the Lord. Huh? But what God did, God said, I'm going to heal you in a sense, but it's not going to be what you think. I'm just going to let you know that by me placing that thorn in your side is going to help you from not being so prideful. Not being in a position you don't need no help as great as you are. I've been a man all my life. I pull myself up by my own bootstraps. But God said, I will allow sometime some adversity in your life, not to kill you, but let you know you need to depend on me. Paul, you got to depend on me. Lord, I didn't know that. My grace is sufficient for you. That sickness, that problem, that situation is not going to destroy you if you lean on me. But if I didn't let some trouble come down the pike to some of y'all, you won't visit me. You won't talk to me. You won't pray. You won't even think about me. He said, well, sometimes I'll allow it that you can show the world troubles may come my way, but my God remained the same. He haven't lost no power. He haven't lost no love. He haven't lost no compassion for me. Guess what? His compassion are renewed every day. See, I'm thinking right. See, right thinking will empower me even though I still got a situation. Yes, I got a situation, but guess what else I got? I got a God that loves me. I got a God that cares for me. He ain't just a God that talk about it. He demonstrated it on Calvary. On Calvary. He didn't give his worst. He didn't give his leftovers for me. He gave me the best heaven had to offer. Heaven couldn't offer nothing any better. Heaven didn't have it. Yeah, something heaven didn't have nothing better. Ronnie, heaven did not have anything better. It was God in Christ reconciling the world back unto himself. You better watch how you thinking, and you put it on everybody else. And this word of God is awesome. So God just showed me how much I don't know. Every year you keep showing me, man, that's why Paul said those things, because he realized how crucial it is that we think right. Ah, man. See, you can be healthy and think sickly. And before long, you will be sickly. It's not all right for us as Christians to think what we want to think. God gave us the objects to focus on how to think in Philippians, didn't he? Didn't he? Well, he gave it for a reason, y'all. He didn't just give you a laundry list of things, but it's reason behind this. And that's where your pastor come in at. It's my job to not make you do anything, but to feed you what God have already put out in his word that will help you grow spiritually and develop spiritual muscles. But watch this. But you got to think correctly that is my task. That is what I'm trying to do. Because you can sit there and think that I'm trying to do something else and you won't receive the medicine that you need for your sickness. This thinking thing, man, a lot of people run themselves right into the crazy house for the way they're thinking. And the sad thing, your thinking can be destroying you and you won't let it go. Even when God identifies what's going on. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You just got to stop thinking like that. You are rich, but you're thinking like you're poor. You are blessed, but you act like you have never seen a blessing. It ain't all over in this temporal state. This is where we get our change here. This is like the changing room. You understand what I'm saying? See, I got my change down here on earth. See, I was born a sinner, going on living my life in sin. Then all of a sudden, God came along when I was about 30 years old. And he said, Rick, can I speak to you? Now, you've been doing pretty good, Ricks. You got a good job, got a home, 24 years old. I had bought, purchased a home at 24. The guys that were retired Navy coming out, living beside me, they were like 39 and 40. And I remember Charles next door asked when we was both was cutting our yard, he looked over there and said, Lee, I said, what's up, Charles? He had just retired from the Navy. He said, now I know most of the guys your age, they ain't buying no houses. What happened? I said, I always wanted a house. I really did. I said, we rented all of our life. I wanted a house. And Lord, you know, I wasn't speaking a lot about the Lord in a way like I knew him, but I would throw his name out. You know folk that do that? May not even really know him, but you say the Lord. But I'm saying this. It had a lot to do with my thinking. Are y'all following me? I don't have to think like everybody else. Ain't that right, Danny? We don't have to. And see, special, if I see how you think it ain't doing you no good, and I see you going further in the hole, if I was thinking like you, and I'm seeing the damage that it's doing to you, your family, and everybody else, I can start off thinking like you. But when I witness the damage, I can stop. I can turn around. I can have a change of mind. See, repent has the idea of a bald faith. Huh? When you repent, that means you have a change of mind. See, yes, I was going this way. But some people will make you think you got to keep on. No, I can repent. What it has the idea of? A change of mind and a turning around. Because this thinking is killing me. It ain't doing nothing for me. We're getting older. It's all right to change. Some of us had to change our diets for our physical condition. And you're about to change your mind for your mental condition. Let me look at a few things now. Are y'all with me? Now look at this. Wrong thinking leads to wrong feelings. And before long, the heart and the mind are pulled apart. And we are strangled by worry. We must realize that thoughts are real. I got to say this again. Don't you tell people, even though they're thinking wrong, don't tell them that the thoughts are not real. Let me say this again. The thoughts are real. I'm going to say this again. Because some are going to try to get super spiritual. And I don't want you to do that. Because you want to help somebody, you better realize those thoughts that they have, sisters and brothers, they are real, Sister Joan. Don't tell your children when you're trying to help them that those thoughts aren't real. See, first of all, they're going to shut you down right then because you don't know what you're talking about. But you're trying to move. I know you're trying to help, but you got to realize those thoughts are real. And watch this. The thoughts are real, and another thing, those thoughts are powerful. They are real and they are powerful. That's why they take people captive. Are y'all following me? Are you walking with me? Okay, now, even though, watch this. This is what threw us, this is what throws us off about when I said they are real and they are powerful. This is what throws you off because you can't see them. Even though they cannot be seen, they cannot be weighted, They cannot be measured, but they real. I don't see your thoughts, so they can't be real. I can't see how big they are, so they're not real. No, no, no. It's real. And they do real damage if they're demonic thoughts, if they're evil thoughts, if there's thoughts to destroy you, thoughts are telling you you're lonely and you got a family that love you to life. You are alone and you got folk just waiting for you to ask for help. But my thoughts tell me nobody cares. You know, a while back, they had a celebration for me. It just blew my mind. The preachers that I knew and some of them that I had helped over the years had no idea. They kept it from me. But me and my wife and my friend Greg called us over. We thought we were just having a celebration. All the preachers was coming. My pastors were there and everybody was there, his wife. And then he said, "I'm going to let the cat out the bag." He said, "This whole thing is for you, Pastor Ricks." And I was standing up during that time with my wife, trying to, I was standing up by her. And my mouth just, that was the first time I was actually speechless. I was caught off guard and whatever. And then to see, these are pastors. And to see those men, three was to speak, Keith and Goodwin and Illy. But Illy couldn't make it during that time because he was sick. But to hear them talk about how they were blessed and the things that I could not say, I don't know how folk think. When you expose it by telling it and saying it, then we can see. But what I'm saying this because what was exposed in there is that I have a lot of good friends that really love me. I got a lot of good friends that remember when they were in need, I was there. Come on, somebody. But this, so now when I'm going through, I can't think I'm by myself. I'm not going to, not to play that God thing. Oh, we got Jesus. Yeah, but Jesus said, "You ain't seen me. Don't tell me how much you love me. You don't love your brother who you see." So what I'm saying, there are some folk in shoe leather that we need down here. It is okay with Jesus. He said we need him. Friends. And so what I'm saying, by God demonstrating these men, it just blew my mind. And the comments I've been hearing from them that, when your name came to us, when the brother called us about you, say it was a no-brainer. And we wanted to do more for you than he even asked. Now watch this. Now I said that. I used that example. Now suppose I'm walking around here with a ton of weight on my back and I'm thinking that, I ain't got nobody that care. That would be a lie. That's not reality. The thought is real, but the reality was not real. That's why when a person thinking in their mindset locks them in, shackle them in, we got to unshackle some folk biblically that they can be free to serve the Lord. If Satan gets your mind and your heart, you can't serve God. Because it's his objective to get you to serve him. Look in Matthew chapter 4 if you think I'm lying. He wants Christ to serve him, to bow down to him. He'll quote a scripture at you. I'm telling y'all something. The enemy is doing his thing, but I want y'all to realize God doing his thing. God is not jiving. God will break it down to you, buddy. He will let you know what time of day it is. But watch this. Walk out here with that crazy thinking, you won't get nothing that was said today. Even we telling you to think it is wrong. Oh, Lord, I can't get through all this. Hello. Woof. Mm. Ah. See, the thing about it, when you're studying for a scripture, and y'all heard me say this, so it get you first. It start, okay, checking yourself out. How you thinking? Yeah. Okay, God, if I was thinking that way, you done told me, stop, as I'm studying this. You already told me now. Okay. Are y'all still with me? You're getting the point. Is God speaking to your heart? I want to free somebody today. God want to free you. You know, so many people have been hindered, not by the situation. And you put it on people. You put it on the situation. No, it's how you think. That's why two people or three people can be raised in the same environment, the same house, going through the same suffering as the other one going through. And matter of fact, they're in the same family, and the one, and all five of them in there, and the one that's not quite as academically smart as the other ones end up doing a whole lot better because of their thinking. I don't think I can't make it. Man, what's wrong with you? Do you see the hole that you are in? You see how deep it is? We're all in a hole, but you're in a hole in the hole. You mean we're all in this hole, but we look at our hole, and then we got to look down in our hole at you. And you down there say, that's just now. I'm not going to stay here. Well, how you going to get out? Because we can't get out, and we're higher than you. Who told you you were higher than me? Do I supposed to believe that? See, my thinking don't tell me my future going to be here. My thinking tells me someone else I was trusted to, and they did the best they could, so I ended up here. And not only that, they did the best that they could under their particular circumstance, education, economical condition, spiritual condition. They did all they could to keep me alive, and I'm thankful. All I need is life and a chance. I'm coming out of the hole. See, my mind was not locked in depression. My mind was not in that hole. My mind was outside of the hole. Bigger and better things. And even then, I had to think for my children, my grandchildren, to come. I can't be in this hole when they come. I can't be the granddaddy I want to be, Danny, in this hole. Huh? I want to let them know you ain't just got mom and daddy. That's good. But you got a plus because you got grandpa. You know what I'm talking about, brother. Huh? When the daughter and family can't do, hey, but my love for you. You may not be obedient like we aren't always to God. But there's a connection I got with you. There's a bloodline I have with you. There's a love I have for you. When you hurt, I hurt. But if I can clear your mind, you don't have to stay in the hole. See, if you got a you in the hole, got a mind in the hole, you're going to stay in the hole, and they're going to throw dirt on you. But it's how you think. I never thought that way. I began to think I wanted a house before I was 25. And I had a labor job making $250 an hour. Yeah, because they were bringing the other folk in doing the same thing we were doing and give them $275. I said, wait a minute, come on. What's up with that? They are a laborer just like we are. Know what the man told me? He said, well, see, you guys are laborers with the blacks. They are helpers. I'm going to help myself right out of here as soon as I'm able. I'm going to the shipyard. I'm going to the government. And I did. I'm going to learn all I can here on this, as a machinist. And the first chance, when you go on vacation, I'm going on one too. I'm going to wait till you go. I'm going to get my apprenticeship. I'm going to make sure I get that. I met a mechanic there, got in the machine shop. Try not to put me in there because ain't none of y'all got no education. Coming back, Crestwood, I'm going to bring everything. I'll have my picture. See, in here, I wanted to be an architect. See? I'll take machinists. I got mine. Well, if you can't make it, I'm going to put you out. I'm going to make it in here, then I'm going to leave and go to the government and walk in there as a mechanic. And you know, I'm going to learn all this stuff because I know what I got to do. See, my mind is not just right here. There's an expansion of my mind. See, I want you to know we got eternal life, y'all. We don't just have, No, I got more than just here. See, some of your joy is going to come if you truly know it ain't all about here. All sickness and hurt and financial situation, that's going to be gone for me. It gets better for me. But you got to believe, you got to trust. You got to know that you know that you know that you know. So this is what I want to give you to meditate on. And anything good that you can, but I want to give you these three things. And these are gifts of God. It's the gift of free forgiveness. The gift of full forgiveness. And the gift of forever forgiveness. Those things can be the object of your thinking. You can place them there. When trouble's all over here, this and that, every now and then you turn to your gift, your blessing. If you stay here, you're going right down with it. You turn here, you're coming up. So let's look at this. God is good, isn't he? I mean, talking to you guys, man, it just blesses my heart. I love you guys. Okay? Romans, you going to help me, Steve? Okay. All right, I like that jacket. Romans 6, we got this modern stuff now. I got to take advantage of it. Who put this stuff in here anyway? Who thought ahead that hooked all this stuff up so Steve could use it? I wonder who that cat was. For the wages of sin is death. Huh? Wages is what you earn. Huh? Now, if a man worked for you, pay him. Okay? Don't tell him, I'm going to give you a gift. How you give me a gift and I spent 12, 14 hours and all this? You ain't give me nothing. I worked for this. And you will get indignant if you done worked all day, done worked some overtime, then the man don't want to pay you overtime. Then he say, let me give you a gift. Man, don't start that now because I ain't thinking right. It says, for the wages of sin is death. Watch this. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. That word gift has the idea it was free. Wages earned. Adam earned this. When Adam trespassed against God, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and so from generation to generation, all Adam could have was sinners. That's why Christ was born of a virgin. No man's seed. The Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. Because Adam had earned what he received. Death. The day you eat of it. Day, death, separation from God. He says, for the wages of sin, but the gift of God is eternal life. And so let that be one of your focus points that you can look when you think about your salvation, when you think about the gift of God, or even, you know, someone said, well, man, all you're going through, how can you even keep your sanity? because I don't keep my mind stayed on the negative, because that ain't as if that's all I got. Now, if that's all you got, that's all you got to think about. But that is not all we got. We got a free gift. Didn't cost me nothing, but cost my Savior his life. But not only that about this forgiveness, let's look at the gift of full forgiveness. Not only was it free, it was full. Don't ask him to die again on the cross. Heaven will not ask for a nickel or penny more for your salvation. God the Father was paid in full. So. Now, I got a lot of things I could think on to pull me down, just like you. But when I think about my forgiveness, it was free and it was full. Nothing left to be paid on my behalf. Nothing left. You couldn't even offer God anything that he would accept for your salvation. You can't, well, God, I know Christ did that, but I want to also give you this with it, because this will help pay for it. See, he'll say, now, you're thinking wrong. You're thinking real wrong now. Real wrong. Because what you're trying to say, that thing you're offering me is supposed to satisfy me. No. When my son, my only begotten, meaning unique one, you are telling me Christ plus equals fullness, free salvation. Are you with me? That thinking will keep folk shackled to damnation. And that is what's going on with all of these cults and occults and religions that don't promote Jesus Christ only. See, if your faith is shaky because you can't even open your mouth to say Christ only, you can't even say it. They're just as good as ours. Well, you know what? It's just, no. It ain't just as good as ours if you're in here. It's just as good as yours. Because you are saying there's some room for the plus. But if you read this book, our Bible, there is no other. There is no other name whereby we must be saved. There is no other. See, God said, I'm not going to leave it to your thinking. I'm going to tell you it ain't no other. Now, in order for you to bring another one, Janice, you were saying God is a bald-faced liar. Huh? And if you convince her that, and you tell Felicia, and she said, well, my mama said that is another way. Are you with me? I'm just messing with y'all now. I got to meet somebody I know that won't do that. I ain't going to grab some people here. Another way. I'm going to keep right on preaching. Okay. Let's look at that. Give me Psalms 103:3. Can we look at that? You ain't going on, maybe, Steve. Okay. Who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases. Who forgive all. See that word? All means all, and that's all me, all of it. Well, man, you don't know what I done, all of it. Now, it ain't about what I know, The one who forgave you knew and still forgave you. Oh, y'all don't get this one. He saw you in action. He see you now. And he said, yeah. He knew when he forgave you all of them that you were going to sin again. He knew all of that. He said, oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. All mean present, past, and future. See, none of this got by you because you're all-knowing. Am I right, Ronnie? He's all-knowing. And it wasn't done in a place that you were not at because you're everywhere at once. So I couldn't go nowhere. I'm going to hide this one from him. I was going to go behind that, but Tracy, get me. You can't hide from him. Now, I'm trying to get you to change your thinking, have an object to think. See, people tell you change your thinking, but they won't give you an object to replace it there. So, I want to give you a focus point. Also a focus point that you can share with your other brothers and sisters in the Lord. You can share with them. Also, you can share this with the unsaved. In a sense, this is why we have hope. You know, and you can have that same hope. God is not through saving folks. Are you with me? All. Some? All. But you know what? When you and I look at ourselves, that's why, hear me out now. This is why you better make sure you're truly saved. Because if you got some popcorn salvation, or you got this church thing, churchianity, I go to church and that equals salvation. No, that equals a plus. That equal a plus for yourself if you're saying it as your salvation. Now, with us, this is a plus of sanctification. Okay, now, that's something else that we'll preach on that later. But, man, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases? See, I may be sick right now, okay? Because I'm living in a sin-sick world. Earth groans right now. Earth is still in the groaning stage right now. God knows that earth is groaning because of Adam's sin. So not only is God going to make me new, get a new body like Christ, but he's going to make earth new. Gonna be a new heaven and a new earth. Come on, y'all. So because you're groaning right now, that ain't it for you, Sam. That ain't it for you, Pat. That ain't it for you, Bro Tony. That ain't it for you, Bro Cason. Bro Thomas. Bro Hebrew. I bet we kept going down the line. See, we get wrapped up that this is it. If this is it, I don't need Jesus. I need Jesus for a little bit more than what I get here on earth. They treat me mean. They treat him mean. I'm telling you, we need to talk about our salvation. We need to know something about it. We need to explain that thing, that it ain't a church thing. I'm happy to come to church when I know what I've already received. All of my iniquities. Now, you got some? No, I ain't got none. 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 Now, that don't mean you go act like a fool. And, oh, that's why I don't believe in eternal security. It ain't got to do with what you believe in. Let me tell you something. If God had left one, just one sin that would send us to hell, ain't none of us in here saved. You can't do it. So here's something that people don't realize. Hope you can get this. And if you stick with me as we go along, I'll bring some more messages to clarify it. But I just give you a little bit now. You see, in order to get to heaven, and God's heaven, in order to be God's bride, all of our sins had to be forgiven. Everyone. Because it ain't going to be no sin in heaven. All right? And you and I, you know how we are. We do good for a while. And you know, but then there's sin, boom. There's sin for salvation, soul saving salvation, all have been paid. Now, there's consequences for our sin. I'm not saying that. Don't sit here and say I'm saying that. Right now, I'm talking about salvation. Don't add nothing to that. Nothing. No, you just killed that. You look at me, Pastor Rich, you ain't going to heaven because you thought of some sin. So you ain't going to heaven. Where you get that message? That ain't the God I serve. What are you talking about? Who told you that? That's error. Now, if you can say that, you may miss some rewards of some of your wit, hay, and stubble, your service that wasn't genuine would be burned up or you'll miss out on. Then I say, okay, because I understand that. But when you tell me I've done something to keep me out of heaven, I know you don't understand this book. You don't understand salvation. But here's the danger. Hang with me now. Here's the biggest danger. It's not what you said to me, but how you're thinking about your own salvation. See, it tell me you believe that. And now you're trying to pawn it off on me. Guess what? I'm not receiving it. Don't y'all receive everything. Receive the truth. Remember last week we talked about that the household of God should be the pillar and the foundation of the truth. See, if anybody, woo! Jude said, if anybody should defend the faith, Ronnie, it should be me and you. Huh? Mm-mm-mm. Isn't God good, y'all? Okay, let me come on off now. I got one more, and then we're going to come on off. But I tell you, I hope we can free somebody now. Turn to Jude, chapter 2, 3? How many? Oh, one chapter. Okay, verse 3. I'm going to leave that alone. I started to go off course there, but I'm going to stay on course. Okay, verse 3, it says, Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning your what? Let's say it again. Your what? Okay, I want to talk to you about your salvation. I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. See, we are saints. And see, the thing is, if you're not careful and you won't defend the truth, you're going to be suckered in for error and false teaching. See, one thing that God's people are not going to say, and you're not going to see it in the Word of God, He's never going to ask the unsaved to defend the faith, the truth. Huh? He's not going to ask you. But those who have the common salvation. Now, if you ain't got the same common salvation I got, I'm not going to ask you to defend the faith. You're not going to defend Jesus. Let me move on. Y'all getting quiet now. So I don't know whether I'm off or getting through or what. Let me move on. Get this last point. Get it out y'all way. That chicken must be calling. Okay, the next one is the gift of forever forgiveness. Isaiah 43:25. See what we got. See what that tells us. Okay. I am He who blots what? Out your transgressions. Watch this. Watch. Oh, look at here. I got to do it, y'all. Not for heaven's sake. No. I got to do it, what? For my own sake. Whoa, I like that. And I will not. Well, I don't know now. Dave, he remember my sin. Huh? Leroy Jr., he remember. Man, I don't mean no harm. I love y'all, but it ain't what y'all remember. And y'all may remember today and forget tomorrow. You may even lose your mind. What you remember or whatever, that ain't the point. Because you ain't got no heaven or no hell. Are you with me, somebody? But the God that saved me told me, say, not only will I fully, see, this is what makes you fully, I don't even remember it. Hey, Rona, you go and try to make him remember your sins. Hey, God, you remember when I was rooting, tooting, and shooting? I'm not, I don't know about y'all, I'm not going and asking to remember mine. Hey, if I didn't know he said that, watch this. I may have been asking, oh, God, could you forget that one? In my prayer, God, forgive me. Come on, y'all. But he done told me. See, that's why we need to forgive one another as he have forgiven us. How dare you don't want to forgive nobody? Who do you think you are? Your mess had to be forgiven. Your mess had to be blotted out. Don't sit there like, yeah, it had to be blotted out. You know what you've done. I don't want to say what you're doing. I'm going to leave that alone. But God even know that. All of us, from the pulpit to the back door. I don't know about you. That helps me during this Christmas time. I got a target. I have a target I can focus on. Or I can focus on what I'm going through and all that. Yeah, you hang right there. I'm going to leave you, buddy. We both in the hole. I'm not going to make mine no deeper. Bye. Huh? All right, Sister Ward, any good? I want to change your way of thinking. Because, see, you got to tell Sister Ward, yeah, I can drown myself in this. And God over here says, Sister, am I chopped liver? Why you won't turn and look at me? Aren't I the lover of your soul? Why you focus on another? Don't you know God is a jealous God? And he don't want us spiritually horn off on him. He says, your mind that stayed on me, I'll keep you. I'll keep you. I'll keep you in perfect peace. Wow. Wow. Jesus, you are awesome. You are awesome. I say it. You know, it's saying, now let me tell you something. When you get the word of God, and if you're taking some notes or whatever, when you're around your family during this holiday, or wherever you are, your coworkers, don't act like you don't know nothing about this. There are some people who believe they've done so much wrong that they can't be forgiven. And some got saved and believed that I'd have messed up again, so therefore I'm just going to throw in the towel. Being ignorant to truth or uninformed about truth. That's why a pastor have no business giving you all that other stuff that make you just jump and shout, but tell you nothing about your Savior. You follow what I'm saying? This is true. Your children can think wrong. You can guide them to think wrong. And you don't know how to help because this world will mess us up. There's so many wants and needs and things that we think we can't live about. Why you think all this suicide? Suicide is you know, depression, hopelessness, even kids killing themselves in high school, saying there ain't no use. There ain't no hope. Why do I want to keep living, getting up every day to the same old mess? My thinking have me shackled. It's controlling me. And the enemy is using the way, the negativity of my thinking is leading me to destruction. Leading me to hopelessness. But if I repent and turn around and see Jesus, see his blood-stained hands and legs and see his brow with the blood coming down with the crown of thorns on his head and see his side been pierced. Oh, man. I have said I can boast in Jesus. Other things I may can't boast in, but I can boast in Jesus. I can talk about him, his goodness, and everything. And the world will make you teenagers think, young people think, why are you giving up your youth serving him? You tell him because it leads to life. He forgave me freely, fully, and forever. You can't even go back and find it because he blotted out. He reached it out. He cast it as far as the east is from the west to remember it no more. You keep remembering, but the one that count, he forgot it. My brothers and sisters, we'll read this. My brothers and sisters, Philippians 4, 8, and 9, we're going to look at. And the gift, and I want you to see that the gift of forgiveness fits all of these categories because they are of God. God the Father. They are of God the Son. And they are of God the Holy Spirit. I want to say Merry Christmas to you. Let's look, we're going to read Philippians. I just want to read it because it's a message to in itself. I didn't lose nobody, did I? Philippians 4, look at 8 and 9. Finally, we're at the end. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things, you got it up there? Okay, thank you, my brother. Steve, you my armor bearer, man. Huh? You hang with me, Steve. Huh? I'm getting a little slower now, a little older. But I'm going to need you a little bit more. Hang with me. You hang with me, Steve? Okay. All right. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are what? Make sure, Pastor, you're preaching from the Word of God because I got to have what's true. All right? Whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there is any praise, anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Your salvation fits that category of whatsoever things are true. This is true. I didn't tell you what I thought. I opened up the Word of God and told you what he said. How many believe the Word of God is true? Okay, amen, amen, amen. And especially when you're talking about my salvation. Don't worry yourself about correct thinking. So all those kind of things are noble, true, right, pure, and all those kind of things, the gift of our salvation fits all of them.